So, the next thing in the midst of Tekiyas Shofar is going to be how long to make the shvarms, the famous shvarms. This is going to be the question. So we already learned that there is a Mishnah and there's a Braisa, and there's a machlokes between the Mishnah and the Braisa. What is the shear of a trua? What's a trua? It means the Torah never says the word shvarm anywhere. The Torah says trua, and the Torah doesn't even say Tekiyah really. It says utkatim, but it never says the Tekiyah as a noun. He says, fine, but then we learn out that there's a din, you have to have a tekiah before the trua and a tekiah after the trua, but the ikar mitzvah is the trua, and what it says in the Torah is trua. What is trua? So the Mishnah says that shir trua kishloisha yevavois. A shir of a trua is three yevavois, and the Braisa says a little differently, shir trua is kishloisha shvarim. Rashi's shita, that shir trua is kishloisha yevavois, literally each yevavois is a sound. Three sounds, and that's the shear of trua, period. Okay? According to Rashi, it's three koiches ba'alma kol shu. And shvarim, according to Rashi, is going to be longer than trua. Tosfos is mechadish over here. When he goes on to explain Rashi, he says he says a big chumra in Rashi. This is what we're going to explain now. I'm going to explain all the shittas. But before we do that, let's just say what Tosfos argues on Rashi. Tosfos says when the Mishnah says shir trua kishloisha yevavois, each yevava itself is made up of three small sounds. So when the Mishnah says shir trua kishloisha yevavois, it means nine total. Okay, that's Tosfos. Machlokes and Rashi. Tosfos is basically in the shear of trua. Very important. Keep this in mind. Machlokes and Rashi and Tosfos in the shear of trua. Is it three sounds? Or is it nine sounds? Whatever. That nine times. Okay? So,
that three times.
Now, by the way, a regular trua, it's very hard to count how many truas is the person doing. So we just recorded it and then put it on the computer to see it digitally. So, because you can't count. And a regular trua that we just did, we counted, it was 25 sounds.
Wow.
So it just sounds like a regular trua. It's very hard to keep track exactly how many you're doing. But we made a chesed, we counted them on the computer with 25 sounds. You could see it on the digital computer. Okay. Akopan. Tosfos says a big chiddush.
How many seconds was that?
We'll get to that. Oh, we'll get to that. Tosfos says, Vitzarch Lizari, you have something you have to be careful about, says Tosfos. In Rashi, you have to be very careful not to lengthen the shvarim. Again, shvarim is a little longer than a trua, right? Trua is a sobbing sound. The person's crying. And the shvarim is like a sighing sound. Oy vey, oy, right? It's a little longer. The Tosfos says, however, the Mishnah says one other ingredient. The other ingredient is that the shear of the tekiah is as long as the total shear, the aggregate shear of the trua. Not each trua sound. The total trua sound in the middle, the tekiah equals that. Okay? So it's a little bit of a difficult equation. Because it's basically like 3x equals y, but we don't know what x or y is. So we have to like make it up, right? So how are you figuring that out? But basically, according to Rashi, the Mishnah says the total amount of the trua in the middle, that equals the tekiah sound. So Tosfos says it makes a very simple cheshbon. When you're doing shvarim, okay, you gotta be very, very precise and careful with your shvarim. Why? Because if it's these sounds, by the way, in the poisim are called koiches. One koyach. It's three koiches. Okay? And that means the total length of the trua is the length of three koiches together. Right? Three together, that total. So let's just, for argument's sake, say that each one of these is 0.1 second. It's not exact, it's a little more than that, but let's say each koyach is 0.1 of a second. That means you would do 10 tekiyas, 10 truas in a second. 10 is, it's a little less than that. We measure it's about between 7 and 9, about 8 per second. But let's just, for argument's sake, say 0.1 second. So again, so according to Rashi, 3.1 second sounds is a trua. A tekiah would be the total of that, so it's 0.3 seconds. So how long could your shvarim be? If it's 0.1 second, it's not longer than the crying, than the sobbing sound of the trua. If it's 0.3 seconds, it's a tekiah. So according to Rashi, you're left with the precise amount. Your shvarim has to be 0.2 seconds. Two koiches,
so
not more.
Yesterday, it's very difficult.
It's very precise and very difficult. That's Tosfos. Tzarech Lizar, you got to be careful with this. Then Tosfos, now, the big, big question on Tosfos, okay, that, and now, by the way, so Tosfos says, but if you go with Tosfos' pshat, that trua is really made up of nine sounds, right? So now you can be a little bit more lenient with your shvarim, because if the tshuva is 9 tzedes, you have up till 0.9 to make your shvarim. Now, how short could your shvarim be in that shita? I don't know yet. We'll have to see. But the point is, you don't have to be so precise about how long it is. Fine. Now, the big kasha on Toshvis is the Marshal's kasha, the Beis Yosef's kasha.
As long as it's longer than 1, it's not good enough. 0.3.
Maybe. So, we'll get to that.
It's the above.
So, Frekta Marshal, the Marshal asks a very simple question. Remember the first year Rabbi Singer gave, we were learning about the sugya, that why do we do shvarim and truai, all these customs? Because there was different ways of doing it, right? Make shalom, whatever. So different ways to do it. If you are now doing the set of tekiya, shvarim, tekiya, why are you doing that? Because you're assuming that the true of the Torah is the longer sound. So if that's true, so if the tekiya is the longer sound, if the shvar, if the true is the longer sound, so let's say 0.2 seconds, so now what's the total of your trua? It's 3 of those. So it's 0.6. So therefore, the tekiya is going to correspond to 0.6 seconds in this set. So why does it matter if I make the shvarim a little longer? Because maybe it's going to be a tekiya. It's only going to be a tekiya if you hold that trua means koiches ba'alma kolshu. But now we're doing it because of a problem of a suffix that maybe shvarim is a longer sound. So if that's the case, the tekiya is going to be the aggregate total of the longer sounds, which is 0.6 seconds. So why do you have to be so precise about the 0.2? Was that clear, that question? That's the Marshal's question on Tosfos. That if we're not sure, so that means that you're doing shvarim because maybe you're supposed to do a longer sound. So if you're supposed to maybe do a longer sound, the tekiya is going to be the total of those 3 longer sounds. So therefore, it doesn't matter if I go a little bit over. That's the Marshal's kasha. So I think perhaps we can answer the Marshal's kasha. Before we answer the Marshal's kasha, let's go into the next point of Tosfos and what the Marshal proves. Then Tosfos says another fascinating thing. So Tosfos, if you're doing tekiya, trua tekiya, you got to make sure that tekiya is at least is shigav yishur. But when you're doing tekiya, shvarim, trua tekiya, so then the tekiya has got to be as long as the trua that you're doing now, which is shvarim, trua. So according to Rashi, how long is that? Let's make a cheshbon. It's three shvarim, which are 0.2 each, so that's 0.6 seconds, plus the 3 truas, so it's 0.9, you got to do 9 kochos. So the tekiya has got to be a little longer. You got to make sure you do a longer tekiya.
If there's no space between the shvarim.
Okay, so we count the space. I don't count the space. See,
it's a whole set.
It's got to be longer.
Longer than
that. Fine. The question is, what do you mean? But that's a contradiction to what he said before. Because if when I'm doing shvarim trua, I'm making my tekiya longer, so then you're admitting to me that the tekiya is going to have to be as long as the shvarim trua that I'm doing currently. So then the shvarim itself could also be longer. So Marshal, it's a contradiction in Tosfos, Menei Obey. One line to the next. It's a steer in Tosfos. So I think if we go back all the way to Rabbi Singer's shir, 3 days ago, you know, this is not easy. You don't get good breakfast. We got to also think, remember what you learned. So what we learned from that shir was that I'm thinking maybe to answer the Marshal's kasha, it really depends why we do shvarim and why we do true. If Rabbi Avohu made a takana, okay, just remember there was a machlokes, did he do it just for shalom, or because he really didn't know, right? He really didn't know, so he wanted to cover all of his bases. So if it's really that you don't know and it's a real suffix, then the Marshal's kasha is a very, very difficult question, because now I'm doing shvarim because maybe shvarim is the real one. So if shvarim is the real one, then the tekiya is longer. So what are you worried about? But if you say like Rabbi Avohu, the shalom vart, right, that he wanted to keep everyone happy, so that means really they're all true. So now even when I'm doing shvarim, it could be that really the trua is also a trua. So therefore, it has to be, according to Rashi, that tekiya, according to Vo, cannot be, it has to be, by the time you get to 0.3 seconds, you're already in tekiya. Because they're all true, they're all shvarims. So if they're all shvarim, they're all true, so then that means that even when I'm doing shvarim, I know that true is also true. So therefore, the tekiya, if it's going to be longer than it would have been, had it been true as the MS, shvarim also has to consider the fact that true is the MS. Mm-hmm. And there,
each
set is still
connected
exactly.
To the other.
Yeah. Now, shvarim trua, I don't know. That was Rabbi Avohu's chiddush. But at least between shvarim and trua,
right?
So if it's not a real suffix and they're all true, so then it's very good. Even when I'm doing shvarim, I still have to be considerate of the fact that maybe trua is the real one. Okay? That's, I think, an answer to Tosfos' kasha. Now the question is, though, yeah, what about the next line in Tosfos, though? The next line in Tosfos says, but when you're doing Shvarim, you got to do your Tekiyahs longer. Why? I just told you that there's a set shear, that the Tekiyah, because they're all considering each other. So here I think, and I think the Sfasemis may say this, Tosfos is saying a new concept. Tosfos is saying that you always have to make the Tekiyah as long as the Shvarim that you're actually doing. If you're doing a shvarim, this long you got to do that. That's a new halacha. Tekiyah's got to be as long as the shvarim. Period. Now, according to this, it would come out that let's say the guy decided to do 25 truas.
Then your shvarim have to be longer.
Then your tekiyah would have to cover even the 25. Because no matter what your trua is, your tekiyah has to equal the amount of the shvarim.
Uniform.
Even if you're doing a lot of extra, and it's not the halacha. Because the point is, Tosfos is saying a new idea. Whatever you're doing right now,
for
the halacha is no.
For halacha, you're doing it.
No, it doesn't make a difference. But on halacha, I agree. I don't have to do this because I can do shvarim b'yotze. So I don't care. I did shvarim chua. Tekanos rabavo. You say for the halacha,
yeah.
Okay. But still, the point is that the point is that since I am doing whatever I'm doing as the middle sound, that the tekiyah has to be the equivalent.
But is that the parameter?
Zok to Moshe, according to this. If you take a breath in between the shvarim and the trua, then your tekiyah also has to be longer than the breath.
Whatever's in between.
Whatever
the
is the middle sound,
you got to tekiyah.
Yeah.
That's
you got to make sure the tekiyah is as long. Now, Rav Moshe Sternbach doesn't say this is his makar.
Hmm.
He doesn't say. Because Tosfos is saying that you have to make it, otherwise it's your Tosfos.
But is this for all 100 koilas, or it's like each shul, however they
however the first one is,
that's the rest.
No, how
like
are you
that?
Doing it in this set?
Is the, each 10?
Each 3.
Or whatever.
Yeah, each set. Okay?
Right.
Now.
You're the longer tekiyahs, right?
Yeah.
So what do you do if that's also a Man De'amar according to High Gaon interpretation of Rav Rao, the second tekiyah of the Tashat or it needs to be the same as the third. And it would never be like this because it's long.
Right, so I'm not answering that. I'm only answering Shru and Shvarm. I don't have a teretz for Shvarm Trua. Why in Shvarm Trua? Because my cheshbon doesn't really work. Because in Shvarm Trua, for sure, this key is not going to be 0.3 seconds. It doesn't work. Okay, but whatever. That it pretty much works. So this is a Geshmak Yisoy, and it will come out of Chumrah. According to this, Halach L'maisa, that you should blow the tekiyah as long as the total amount of the trua that you're doing, that would mean that, including if you did 25 truas like we just did now, then you gotta do longer.
And this is not the time that is taken when the person who's next to the tekiyah, is not the time is not counting that, the middle sound?
It depends if you heard the shir or not, I don't know. I don't know what he does. What we do, we have no problem with this.
What happens
if you made up movies? No, gonna have to suffer through it.
But what he's counting? When you go to a shul, you see the person with the watch.
No, he wants
counting.
To make sure that the tekiyah is long enough, yeah. But maybe not long enough compared to the shvarim, just compared to he had a pre-written amount. Right.
Ah, okay.
Okay, fine. Now, not all the places can go with this, but I think that's mamash the only issue for Tosfos. Okay. Now, so now we have basically that Rashi's Shvarim, according to Tosfos, you have to be medaktik to make them what we're calling 0.2 seconds. Okay? 0.2 seconds. And you don't want to go over that. You have the Marshos Kasha that he says, according to Rashi, you should allow it to go to at least 0.6. Because why not? That's Tosfos' version of Rashi and the Marshos Kasha on that. Then you have Tosfos himself. Tosfos himself says that the Shvarim. That the total amount of trua is 0.9 seconds, because 9 sounds, and therefore you don't have to be so medactic on the shvar. Now, here's another question. The other question is as follows. So it comes out that lahalacha, when you want to do a shvarim, you're kind of stuck, right? Because according to Rashi, you have to keep it dafka less than 0.3 seconds. But according to Tosfos, okay, according to Tosfos, it would seem like you have to keep a dafka more than 0.3 seconds. Why? Because a shvarim is longer than a trua. A trua is 0.9, so a shvarim also has to be 0.9. So since a shvarim also has to be 0.9, so that means each shvar has to be 0.3, at least 3 koiches. So now it comes out that you have a dilemma now. Because according to Tosfos, you have to do a dafka more than 0.3 seconds. And according to Rashi, you have to do a dafka less than 0.3 seconds. And it's a deraisa mitzvah, so how are you going to do both? So pick Rashi and Tosfos? I mean, you know, I guess it's a good thing you don't wear tefillin in Rosh Hashanah, because you would have to wear Rashi tefillin if you were doing Rashi Shvarim. I mean, like, how do we decide between Rashi and Tosfos, right? So you're taking a look in Shulchan Aruch, no problem.
Yes, yes.
Look, I don't know the sugya, I don't know anything. I'm just going to learn Shulchan Aruch, simple Jew, and we'll do whatever Shulchan Aruch says. The problem is Shulchan Aruch also brings both. Shulchan Aruch also brings both. And Shulchan Aruch doesn't say according to whom is the halacha.
So then what?
Okay. So there's two theories, and after you finish the two theories, you can also just blow extra cheese. That's it happen. But there's two theories how maybe you could fulfill both Rashi and Tosfos in one set. Okay? Two theories on this. Now, one is what?
Right, he said yesterday.
Oh, okay, so you could put that into three ways. Three ways maybe. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch paskins, according to Tosfos' Kasha, Yesh Oimrin, Shashir Takia Ketrua. Kashir Trua Shloisha Yevavos. That's Rashi. Dehainu Shloisha Koyches Baal Makol Shu Veheimani Krem Termitin. Ofizet Tzarich Lizar. By the way, after we finished all the theories, we'll talk a little practical also, because we measured the sound. We'll talk a little bit about how long this is actually in real time. But let's just get to the sugya. Veheimani Krem Termitin. Ofizet Tzarich Lizar Shlo Yarech B'Shever Kishloisha Termitin. Shimkein Yatzim Echal Shever V'Nasa Tekiah. Don't make your shever too long, more than 3.3 seconds. Because then you're in the world of Tekiah, which again was Tosfos' Kasha and Rashi. So Tosfos' point, and the Machaber Paskins like that. It says the Ramah, nah, Yesh Oimrim, the Ein Lachush. You don't have to worry about this. Ovavad Shlo Yarech Yoiser Midai. Don't make it too long. What's too long? What type of business is this? You know, like your wife says, you can eat, but don't eat too much. What's too much? You know, three plates, four plates. What do you mean exactly? So what is the Ramah saying? The Ramah says, don't worry about Tosfos, but don't worry too. So the Magen Avraham says, what Tosfos is paskening, what the Ramah is paskening is the Marsha's question. The Ramah is saying the Marsha's question, that since I'm doing Shvarim, so I don't have to worry about that. Maybe it would be a Tekiah if I would be doing Truas. Because I'm not doing Truas, I'm doing Shvarim. So in Shvarim, each one is 0.2, so I have up to 0.6. That's what he means. You don't have to worry about Rashi that it has to be exactly 0.2. It could be a little bit bigger, but not too much. It has to be almost, can't be more than 0.6. Okay? That's what would come out according to the Ramah's point. The Ramah basically paskins like the Marshal's Kasha, which is the Mordechai also. You understand the point? Okay. So now let's think about a theory like this. So it comes out, again, we're assuming that according to the Gemara says that Shvarim is longer than Trua. So Shvarim has to total 9 sounds. But you don't have to do each one, but it would come out. Let's say you do, so that means according to Tosfos, theoretically, you can make each Shever up to 0.8. Right? You can make each Shever up to 0.8.
Point nine,
can't
right.
be 0.9, 0.8. But if you do it 0.8, Taka, you're stuck. That means you're only fulfilling the mitzvah according to Tosfos. But if, say, you did 0.4 or 0.5, so now you fulfill the mitzvah according to Tosfos. Right? According to Tosfos, 0.4 or 0.5 is still Shever. Why not? Right? Because you're going to total all three, you'll have 1.2. So you'll for sure be longer than a Truma. And according to the Ramah, you fulfill Rashi also. Because according to the Ramah, it's less than 0.6. And according to the Ramah, when you're doing the Shvarims, as long as each Shever is less than 0.6, it's less than the Tekiah of the Seder of Shvarim. So now, according to the Ramah, if you do your Shever between 0.4 and 0.5, then you're Yotzi both. So this is one way that you could do to be Yotzi both.
Less than six.
What?
Ashkenazim
only. This is going to work for Ashkenazim, correct? Yeah, I guess so, right. This is going to work for Ashkenazim only if you do 0.4, 0.5. Now, I want to blow for you. This is theory number one. So theory number one is that you could blow your shvarim between 0.4 and 0.5 kodesh, but not 0.6. And then you're yotze everybody. Now, by the way, if you do it 0.4, you're yotze even the Rambam. What's the Rambam? The Rambam holds that the shear of the each shever should be half the length of the tekiah, not up to the tekiah. It should be only half.
Each set of three.
Yeah, I think so. Each shever.
Each shever.
So that means if the shever, if the tekiah is 0.9, that means that the shever should be 4.5. So now we're saying don't do more than 0.678.
That's good for stew to the Ramah.
Yeah, there are machabers. The Rambam is a different sheet. We're passing the Rambam. I'm saying, but if you're going to do 0.678 seconds or koychos, you're only yoytze according to Tosfos. If you do 0.5, you're yoytze even according to Rashi, according to the Rambam. And if you do 0.4, then you're yoytze everybody. The Rambam, Rashi according to the Rambam, and Tosfos. The only one you're not yoytze is Rashi according to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, but again, there's a mitzvah deraisa, so you want to get as many sheets as possible.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's going to be what's going to come out according to this.
But when they make a takana that downloaded the mitzvah to the Rabbanan, when Rabbanan put the takana, that's the sound. I mean, that's the takana. Why we need to go to the Gumer, to the Purim?
No, the Takana was because the Takana was to do all of them, but we're trying to figure out what all of them is. I don't know. It's, now, I want to present another theory. Another theory, how to be yoked to all of them. We're not going to do this. Don't worry, but it's just interesting to note.
We see you have to keep them all the same. If you can do it, let's say you do it six, then the whole set has to be 6 seconds. 0.6, right?
Each one, each ever?
Yeah, but meaning the length for the tahiyahs will have to be all the same.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just have to do
it. Okay, so it could be longer. The tekiah can be as long as you want.
No, the tekiah, I'm saying the shever. The shever is a drop too long.
No, keep it standard. Keep the shever, yeah. Now, I have a big question on this whole thing that I think that if you play it out, you can have another way to be yotzi all the shittas. What was the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos? The machlokes was about trua. Is trua only three sounds, 1, 2, 3, or is it 9 sounds? Fine. Now, that's clue number one. Then the Gemara comes along and says, Shvarim is longer than trua, because it's like a sighing sound, it's not a crying sound. Okay, everyone agrees to that. Now Rashi tells us that, according to Tosfos, Rashi says that how long does the shever have to be? 0.2 seconds, 0.2. 2 koiches, not 1, 2. There's no machlokes, we don't find anywhere a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos regarding the shear of the shever. We only see the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos regarding the shear of the trua. So who told us that according to Tosfos, if you do 0.2 seconds, you're not yoytze, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos also. So what are you going to tell me? Well, it's going to be weird, because the total is going to only be 0.6, and your trua, according to Tosfos, is going to be 0.9. So I'm saying, who said that the total length of the trua has to be shorter? The total length of all the shvarims have to be longer. Who said, when you sigh for longer than you cry for? Each sound is longer, but maybe when you cry, it's uncontrollable, you cry forever, and sighing, you get over it after a little bit. So who told us?
This is the basis for the question.
Right.
Are you saying that there's no basis for the question?
No. So Teretz is a machlokes Rishayim. This thing. That some Rishayim hold that since there's no machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos about the Shvarim, so if you do 0.2, then you're Yotzi to Tosfos also. So just do 0.2 and you'll be able to everybody. And even now, you'll have everyone. You have the Rambam Tosfos, and even Rashi according to the Shulchan Aruch. Now, but Lamaisa, you won't have the Rishonim, but you won't have the Rishonim that say you need them. But you won't have the Rishonim that say that the Shvarim is supposed to be, the total of the Shvarim is supposed to be longer than the total of the Trua. So
longer or as long?
Machloikis.
In that side,
it have to be 9 or even longer? How do I know the machlokes? Because the machlokes in the Nuschois, in the Shulchan Aruch, when it says it in Tashrat, I'm going to say this quickly, in Tashrat, what you have to make that the tekiah is at least 18 koiches. Why 18? Because 9 are the trua, and 9 are the shvar. But others, poskim, say there has to be at least 21. Where do you get 21 from? Because it's each
the, one more, one cup
not
more.
The breath. The shever really shouldn't just be three and equal three plus three times equals nine. It should be a little bit longer than the trua. So each shever should be four. Yeah. So four times three is 12 plus nine is 21.
Then two wouldn't be good for Rashi either. Two, you need 2.1, even Rashi.
Why?
Because you need the shorams to be longer than
they
the
are. Trua's. I have three shorams. It's 0.6. Well, of course. Yeah, two. Six. No, you can't.
0.2 to 3.96.
Oh, 2, 6 versus 3. Yeah.
Yeah. No, so that's a raya, that there's some Rishon Acharonim, and Shabura even brings down the Chafalim somewhere, that maybe the total amount of Shvarim should be longer. Okay, so we came up with this nice theory that you could do a Shever being 0.2 seconds, and now you have everybody, but who don't you have? You don't have those opinions that say that the total amount of Shvarim is supposed to be longer than the total amount of Truas. So they claim that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik used to do the following. So to even before in this shita, what you could do is he did was five shvarms of 0.2 koiches each. You know shvarm, we always what every kid in kindergarten knows what shever two done three. They don't know this whole shir, but they know that it's three sounds, right? Everyone knows. Reb Chaim says no, do five sounds. And each of the, and each of those sounds will be 0.2. Now you have everybody. because the 0.2 is Rashi, and it's Tosfos, and it's the Marsha, and it's the Ramah, and it's the Mechaber, and it's the Rambam. Now all of it's not, right?
But you don't have the other first sheet that you said in Tosfos.
And each Shever is longer than each Trua. It's 0.2 seconds. And the total of my Shvarm is longer than my total of my Trua. Because I did five Shvarms. So now I did 10. I have ten koiches, and my truas only gonna be 9 koiches. And by the way, if you're gonna do this, don't do 9 truas.
Right.
Lechayra, because it means you're adding onto your shvarms. If you're allowed to add onto your shvarms, you can add onto your truas. Probably.
No.
Because he's saying if you do 5, I mean you need the 5 to be yoitzes.
Exactly. That's just extra.
According to this sheet, I need
extra truas.
Yeah.
The problem is, so this would be great. I mean, they'll probably throw you out of shul. But the problem is that Mishnah Berurah somewhere.
Probably should have learned this after Rosh Hashanah.
What? The problem is that the Shulchan Aruch says no problem. You could add as many shvarms as you want. You could do 5 shvarms. What? Yeah, so the issue with this, the only issue with this is that Mishabura brings down that the Yesh Min HaPoiskim Shemachmir Mezevenochen Loch Shal Divrei Melchatir Shaloi Lasses Yesh Min Gimel Shvarim. Mishabura brings down you shouldn't do more than 3 Shvarim. So you don't want to lose Mishabura now. Right? So you got everybody, but now the Mishabura says that you're not supposed to do more than 3 shvarms. So, therefore, that's not necessarily going to be a good etzah. Okay, but that was the two theories about how that perhaps one could be fulfilling all the opinions by doing this. So, Lemaisa, and Rabbi Wright spoke out another way to do it. Is to do the shvarm in a way that it can never turn into a tekiah. I don't know what he's saying exactly. Two, right?
Yeah, it's two. Two impulses without breath.
Two, whatever.
Two.
He's saying that two really came from two. That's really what. So what does that help you? So if you do 5 of those, I don't understand.
No, it's shavur. It never can be a tekiah.
Yeah, but it's still. But it's not longer than your trua. You have to do 5 of them.
Trua,
if it's only 2 koiches. That's why you have to do tuhutu maybe to get 3 sounds.
That's what I saw.
I know. I thought why he was
get to the 3.
Well, maybe that's why Reb Chaim did tuhutu because he only did 5 then. Okay, I'm not sure. All right.
I think he was just talking about
different
things. You caught it. It's not there.
Fine. Now let's talk real life times now. Okay. So what? Yeah. Okay, so now what do we do? In what do Bnei Torah do in yeshivas and kollel and whatever? So what we basically do, we don't follow Rashi. We really follow Tosfos. We Ikra Hadin follow Tosfos, and therefore we do longer shvarim. So I mean, theoretically, if you don't want to get involved with everything and try to just do it, you could really do your shvarim up to 0.8 koiches. Up to 0.9.
Which is most of the shuls in the world.
8 koiches you could do. Your shvarim, and then you do long truas, because we do our tequilas like 4 seconds, and everything is good. And then we do Rashi. For Rashi, we do it after davening. Extra tequilas after davening. That's what a lot of yeshivas do. Now, but Lamaisa, it should come out a good cheshbon to try to keep it at 4 to 5 koiches each. If you do 4 to 5 koiches each, okay, then what?
You cover more opinions.
Now, let's just translate that to real time. So we measured. Now we just did a few truas on the recorder, and we looked at it on the computer. We came out that each trua was about 1.125 seconds. And so let's say there's about 8 truas in a second. So 0.125. So if you want to translate that to, let's say, 4 koiches, so it would be exactly half a second. Right? Exactly half a second. So if each shever is exactly half a second, you fulfill basically all the shittas right away, right? Except for the Mechaber's Rashi. You fulfill all the opinions. So what we try to do is try to make our shvarims half a second, because the math is each koiches is 0.1 second, 0.125 seconds. So if 4 koiches would be 0.5, right? So check with Mr. Singer if you didn't believe me, but it's 0.5 seconds. So it's 0.5 seconds. So now if you do each shever 0.5 half a second. You fulfill all the opinions, basically. Now, your standard shever, okay, I think the way, we have a shever here, the way people close the door. The way people blow shvarims is generally much longer. People blow shvarims, it's more like a second each, a second and a half. Now, if you're doing a second, it could be a second stamazoi, it's already 10 koiches, it's not even good according to Tosfos. Yeah. Right, because a second, if each one is 0.125, so how many is 9?
8.
How many is 9 koiches?
0.75.
What?
0.75.
No, it's 3.75. Over a second, right?
Over a second, over a second.
Well, 9 is more.
Right, so what's a normal shever? It's like this. Most people do. But each one of those is very long. I have a clock.
It's about a half a second.
What?
It's probably about a half a second.
No. Here, measure all three together, okay? You have a thing there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to try to get the whole... It
was 1.3 seconds?
Yeah. For all three together.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you
about,
want.
I mean, whatever.
That's what you want. That means each one is about 0.5 seconds.
No, I pushed left.
But if you start doing like much longer than that, then you're doing it, each one is much longer. So if you do about a half a second, that means your total of your shvarim is between 1.5 to 2 seconds, the total of all three shvarms.
With the space in between.
With the space in between, you're very good. Then you're covered according to all the opinions. So according to that, we don't really have to do Rashi again after that. Because you really...
Too long.
What? Just in case you did it too long, whatever. But really, according to that, you have the Ramaz Rashi. Right? So that would be, Tequila Mahadran, is to do it with that, and fulfill all the opinions, according to everybody. All right.
To the colleague, if you want
to... The seats. Talk to Ravizelli.